Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 2017, wear sensible shoes. If I could only offer you one tip for the future, sensible shoes would be it. The long-term benefits of sensible shoes has been proven by WorkSafe BC, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis other than my own highly biased viewpoint. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the energy and enthusiasm of your new career. Oh, never mind. You will not understand your energy until you're burned out in the classroom, are teaching your former students' children, and sit and complain in the staff room. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at the beginning of your career and recall in a way you can't grasp now how you could do a practicum, work part-time, work out, and still jump through all the hoops to get your B.Ed. You are not as bad a singer as you imagine. Don't worry about assessment. Or worry, but know that worrying about assessment has been a teaching tradition for decades. The real troubles in your career are apt to be things that we never told you about in university, the kind that hit you at 2 a.m. when you're just falling asleep after staying up doing report cards. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't run roughshod over students' feelings and ideas. Don't put up with people who run roughshod over yours. Eat lunch. Don't waste your time and your students' time going to school sick. Sometimes your students will achieve well, and sometimes they won't. They're a reflection of themselves, and not of your own personal worth. Remember to give compliments. Receive them graciously. Forget the insults, unless they're really funny. Keep your thank you cards from students. Throw away cranky phone messages. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know how to use a smart board. Some of the most interesting educators I know didn't know at 23 how to play a video in a PowerPoint. Some of the most interesting 40-year-old educators I know don't even know what a PowerPoint is. Get plenty of silence. Be kind to your ears. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll stay in one school for your whole career. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll be a principal. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll quit and sell real estate at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken at your last class the day before you retire. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much or berate yourself either. Your school and your students come to you half by chance. So do everybody else's. Enjoy your passions and hobbies. Use them every way you can. Don't be afraid of showing your skills to your students or the community. They're the greatest gift you'll ever own. Dance. Every day, incessantly in front of your students. Pay attention to student data, even if you don't study it. Do read professional journals, but don't let them make you feel inadequate. Get to know other staff members. You never know when you'll need their support or when they'll need yours. Be nice to parents. They're your best link to your students and the people most likely to help out with the bottle drive. Understand that students come and go, but a precious few will go on to be teachers themselves. Try hard to balance work with the rest of your life, because you won't have your job for the rest of your life, but you will have the rest of your life for the rest of your life. Teach in a rural community once, but leave if they don't have a Starbucks. Teach in an urban community once, but leave if they have too many Starbucks. Exercise. Accept certain inalienable truths. Students won't do homework, parents will complain, and you too will talk about retirement. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, students could spell, recess was longer, and children listened to teachers. Listen to teachers. Don't expect anyone else to tell you when you're doing too much. Maybe you have a type A lifestyle. Maybe you have an equally workaholic spouse. But you'll have to make your own wise choices on what's healthy. Don't mess too much with the photocopier, or by the time you're 40, you'll look 85, and it'll still jam or run out of toner at 10 p.m. on Sunday night. Be careful where you get professional advice, but be patient with all those who supply it. We want the best for you. Teaching is a form of nostalgia. You can teach the way you were taught, or you can sift your experiences from the past and recycle the good and seek out the new. But trust me on the sensible shoes.